Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Durocher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Pipgras. Pitching for the New York Yankees, George Pipgras. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel misplays the ball. That's an error on Scubbel. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pipgras fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Ruth reaches second base with a double. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to third. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander strikes out. Dickey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Alexander out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher strikes out. One out. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Durocher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Robertson moves to third. Gehrig moves to second. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazare bunts, foul, towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazare for the out. Robertson scores. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehrig scores. It's 2-0, Yankees. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Phillips and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Durocher scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickey hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 0 for 1 in the game. DeRocher hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Dickey scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0 for 1 in the game. Pipgras is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes DeRocher trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Phillips, who tags DeRocher, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Combs moves to second. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubbell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. DeRocher strikes out. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras is 0-for-2 in the game. Pipgras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Gehringer moves to third. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Heilman scores. It's 3-2, Yankees. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher misplays the ball. That's an error on DeRocher. McManus moves to second. Bob Fothergill pinch hits for Heinie Scubble. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. McManus scores. Phillips moves to third. It's Yankees, 3, Tigers, 3. We'll see more now pitching. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher fields it and throws to home. Dickey drops the ball. Phillips scores. Fothergill moves to third. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Fothergill scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Dickey and he is out, DeRocher applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Yats Woosling now playing shortstop. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Gehrig hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on DeRocher. Gehringer moves to second. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Alexander hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Gehringer scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a line drive into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Alexander scores. It's 7-3, Tigers. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Ruth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. Musel moves to second. Mark Koenig pinch hits for Leo DeRocher. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and New York Yankees, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.